Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Scott Patterson with the Ball Club, Amy Sugarman, Daniel Romo, Riley Palucis, the budding superstar on the podcast scene.
It's the Riley Show, and we're going to try hard not to interrupt you because they don't like that.
Oh, really?
I read those comments on the Instagram.
But not to interrupt you, but really, they don't like the interruptions?
They don't like when we interrupt Riley when she's trying to get her facts out. So
really?
It's like we got to let her get her facts
so
out.
Like, so what, we'll what is it like? You like four bad, one good email-wise? You say it's 80%. They want us to shut up and leave her alone?
50-50.
And 50-50? Yet Riley hasn't. No? And yet Riley hasn't even been able to say a word yet.
Not wait, Riley, sorry, I not to interrupt you, but
wait, I have to read Scott.
No, you gotta read me one.
Wait, I have to read
you. Because you're gonna back me off? I got a lot to say.
This
it's pop culture.
So good. I sent it to Riley and Danielle. Hold on.
What?
Just so everyone knows, we read every comment. Okay.
I don't.
So they're kind of going back and forth, like some people love. No, I do. Some people love pop culture. Some people don't. Some people think that we're funny. Some people hate us. And then it says, most patient people of the decade go to Danielle and Riley for dealing with Amy and Scott this long in such grace.
In such what?
Grace.
Such grace? They need grace to deal with us?
Oh, God.
Are we obnoxious? We're just obnoxious, aren't we? Are we? No. Grading and obnoxious personalities.
We're just having a good old
time. We're just having a good time.
Somebody also asked that you guys give me a decongestant because apparently I sound nasally. So
snotty. You're so snotty. What?
I don't know who wrote that last email you just read, but they can go take a long walk off a short pier.
Hey, be nice.
We're having fun.
I respect every comment,
hey,
the nice ones and the mean.
That is me being nice. Remember, I'm obnoxious and abrasive. According to them.
I
think I'm proving it right now.
I take it all in. I go in my bathroom and cry, and then I come back out and I do it again.
It makes you stronger. That which doesn't destroy you makes you stronger, Amy. Let's say
it
all together.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Whatever doesn't kill
you. We better get to the pop culture because we
all right, let's go.
Okay. Well, talk about making a big deal out of something small. We're going to talk about Barbie's Malibu Dream Cup.
Where?
Lorelai's drinking coffee out of a small cup at the Hungry Diner. Lorelai says, how am I going to fit my three sugars into Barbie's Malibu Dream Cup here? Malibu Dream House, Barbie's Malibu Dream House, first debuted with Mattel in 1962. It was the modest foldaway cardboard house that cost $8. By 1983, Barbie's Dream House evolved into an elegant three-story mansion complete with a working elevator, garage, and swimming pool.
Did you have it? I had it.
My sisters had it, and I would play in the with the Ken doll in his sports car. Am I interrupting? Yep. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry.
I was a stuffed animal kind of gal. I didn't do Barbie.
I wasn't a Barbie either.
I played Ken Barbies with my sister.
Yeah.
She had a pretty elaborate setup. It was a lot of pink plastic.
Yeah.
Lots of pink plastic structures and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Continue, Riley.
Well, in 2019, to honor the doll's 60th anniversary, Airbnb made a life-size dream house in Malibu available to rent for only $60 per day. The Malibu mansion was decked out in pink with a private chef and even fencing lessons after one of their Shiro dolls.
Huh.
How did I miss that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I knew it was around.
It looks really cool. Lorelai's joking about Richard's new business. Lorelai says, I don't know why we're not opening for Rickles. Don Rickles was a comedian who was known for his insult comedy. Frank Sinatra helped make him a star when he walked into Murray's nightclub where Rickles was performing. Don made an insulting joke about Frank, and he loved it. He then started bringing his friends to see Don. One of Rickles' most notorious put-downs was call someone a hockey puck. But he once told an interview he was unsure how that came about. And because he and Frank were good friends, Frank played a prank on Don and had him arrested in the middle of one of his sets at the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that Rickles and Stamos, John Stamos, were like so tight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like really tight.
There's a great bit on the Johnny Carson show that you can YouTube is Rickles. As Sinatra comes on a Rickles appearance on the Johnny Carson show and surprises Rickles, and Rickles starts talking about the mafia and kidding him about the mafia. It's hysterical.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would like to be called a hockey puck. I think I'd laugh really hard. That's like Gordon Ramsay when he calls people like, what are you? He says, I'm an idiot sandwich.
Rickles, man, I tell you, he spared no one. I mean, he spared nobody. My God.
This next one's a little old-timey, which we all love around here. Lane and Rory find the new music shop. Lane says, Dawn Powell? I've never heard of her. Rory says, nobody has, which is a shame because she wrote 16 amazing novels, 9 plays, and there was some who actually claim it was Powell who made the jokes that Dorothy Parker got credit for. So Dawn Powell's a novelist and short story writer known for her wit and satire. Because she was harsh, for her harsh satire, she wasn't as well known, while Dorothy Parker was also a novelist and short story writer known for her wit and satire, but she was well known, which is why the reference was made. Dorothy Parker moved to Hollywood to be a screenwriter and co-wrote the original A Star is Born. A Star is Born was remade in 2018 with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. For his role as Jackson Maine, Bradley Cooper was taught to play guitar by Lucas Nelson, son of Willie Nelson, which we've talked about on the podcast. And Bradley Cooper had to undergo a full body spray tan every day and endure menthol around his eyes to look bloodshot and high.
Hmm.
And finally, Dorothy's uncle, Martin Rothschild, and his wife, Lizzie, were aboard the Titanic in 1912. Lizzie survived, but Martin sadly did not.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Did you say aboard the Titanic?
Yeah.
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 Wow,
yeah. I know.
And Leonardo DiCaprio didn't survive either. He went right down.
Yeah. There was tons of room on that board.
Tons of room on that.
Tons like, of room. On, like, move Rose. Over. Move over. Good God. Lost one of the... I mean, he just went to an icy grave. What a bummer.
Next up was Scott's favorite line from Taylor. Rory comes to apologize to Taylor for the bench. Taylor says, I know that there's no way that you would be involved in something like that if it weren't for Sal Mineo wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, Chachi and Chachi alone will be held responsible for that incident.
Chachi was like, I get it, but like Chachi? Chachi wasn't like a hoodlum.
I don't know the reference. I mean, I know Joni loves Chachi, but yeah, I never Joni watched it. Those were Happy Days spinoffs or something like that.
Well, Chachi was like a little bit of a punk when he first came on.
I never saw them.
But not really.
What was it? The 70s?
The Fonz set him straight pretty fast.
Sal Mineo Jr. was an actor. Best known for his role as John Crawford, Plato Crawford, in the drama film Rebel Without a Cause.
Right.
Unfortunately, he's known for his brutal murder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
He was stabbed to death in Hollywood, a pizza delivery man.
Mm-hmm. right on Alta Loma. Right. Ooh. Where my gym used to be in West Hollywood. Yeah.
That is depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, that.
He got stuck.
And Chachi, the other reference, was a character played by Scott Baio in the TV series Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi.
I feel like we've done
it. We did talk about Chachi, of course.
Hello. Yeah, we've referenced this before in season one, episode 14.
Way to have the knowledge.
Jeez, wow.
Thank you.
Just bam.
A little fact, it kind of brings it back around. His acting mentor was Marion Ross, whom he credits as his favorite mentor, best friend. And Marion is also known as the third Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I had I liked Chachi back then. I liked him through Charles in Charge. And then I was like, I'm done with you, Scott Baio.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Next, Babette stops Rory on the way home. Babette says, "I met this guy once, gorgeous, tan, looked just like Mickey Hargate."
Okay,
nice,
well done.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Bravo.
Yeah, but I love this good.
One because you that know who excellent. Mickey Hargate's yes. daughter is.
Yes. SVU.
Mariska
Hargitay.
Yeah. And he actually even appeared in a episode of Law and Order SVU in 2003 as a grandfather. Hmm. So Mickey is an actor and bodybuilder known for The Loves of Hercules in 1960. He won the 1955 Mr. Universe, and he married actress Jane Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. And that's Marcia's mom.
Mm-hmm. And they appeared several movies together. Mickey actually worked as a plumber and carpenter before his big break. He remodeled much of his and Jane's Beverly Hills mansion. They called the Pink Palace, including building its famous heart-shaped pool.
As that Harrison Ford did before he made it. He was a carpenter as well.
Maybe that's the key.
Do you want me to blow your mind really fast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess how many episodes of Law and Order Mariska Hargitay. It's really not the easiest name.
500.
It's not.
Oh my God, Scott.
Was
how
I
did
right?
you do that?
Am I right?
500, 506.
Whoa, boom.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Take me to the racetrack. I'll win your money.
Wow. Okay, go on, Riley. You have like 3 minutes.
And then the next one, what Scott also loved for the MASH reference. Richard loves his lunch ordered by Lorelai. As she started a tab, Richard said, "You're like the tiny fellow on the MASH program, always anticipating." This is a reference to Gary Berghoff, character Walter Radar O'Reilly, who was the reliable assistant on MASH. Gary played Radar in 4 different incarnations of MASH in 1970, 1983, and 1984. The screenwriter, Larry Gelbart, wrote the pilot of MASH for $25,000 in 2 days. And the show uses a laugh track, but creators didn't want to include it, so they phased it out. The series ran out of names. So during season 6, there's an episode that features four Marine patients named after 1977 Angels infield players. And throughout season 7, the patients were named after the 1978 Los Angeles Dodgers.
I sort of watched MASH. Scott, did you watch MASH?
Oh, yeah. Obsessively. Loved it. I saw
it. I was like
episode.
A little young. I mean, I definitely watched like the finale.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like so into it.
Yeah. Love the movie. Love the series. Yeah.
Yeah. It was no Wonder Woman.
And well, what is? I mean, come on. No, that's Knight Rider. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that was a classic too, though.
Lorelai is there to help Richard. Lorelai says, no, I turned it off. Here, let me show you. The phone rings. Do you want to get that? No, they've already hung up. Phone stops ringing. Okay, next time hold an envelope up to your head before you do that. So this is referring to Johnny Carson's Tonight Show bit, Carnac the Magnificent, in which Carson held up an envelope to his forehead and predicted the contents. Johnny was 10-0 as an amateur boxer during his Navy service during World War II.
What?
And in 1966, Johnny single-handedly helped popularize a new board game, Twister, when he played a round of the game with Eva Gabor.
Gabor. Jeez. And they don't want us to interrupt her. It's like...
You can fix me. Like
Wait a minute. He was 10-0 as an amateur boxer?
Mm-hmm.
My dad was 5-0 as a boxer in the army.
My gosh.
Do you know why Johnny was a boxer in the army? You know why my dad was a boxer? I mean, in the Navy, my dad was a boxer in the army. Because they got special privileges. They got better food. They got more food than they could sleep in.
Oh, mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah.
Next up, Lorelai and Rory walk into the party. Lorelai says, oh, geez, this is worse than the clowns in the Volkswagen because it was so packed. A popular clown sight gag is for a number of clowns to be crammed into a small car and then come out, making it seem as if the car was bigger than it appears. The number of clowns involved is usually around 14 to 21, but the record number of people jammed into a small car is 28 gymnasts into a mini.
That gives me like anxiety thinking about it, being the squishiest, most squished one.
Mm.
Imagine you just have the full panic attack and you're like, get me out.
Mm.
I wonder how many clown pillows we could get.
I was actually in a Volkswagen once in my youth when somebody flipped out in the backseat because it was stuffed.
Yeah.
And we didn't pull over. The driver didn't pull over.
Yeah. Just let the
there was like 8 of us in a Volkswagen Bug.
Awful.
Yeah. And we were under the influence. I will say that.
Oh, no.
No.
Dangerous.
Influence of laughter.
Influence of each other's love.
Oh, my God.
And if you listen to the recap episode, we left a little Easter egg in there for Max Medina. So this was also referenced by Max Medina in season 1, episode 11, Paris is Burning. Lorelai says, I just need space. Max says, well, I don't. In fact, I want as little space as possible. 100 clowns crammed into a Volkswagen. Mm. That's the kind of non-space I'm talking about. And Scott Cohen, who plays Max Medina, first began his career in entertainment industry.
Don't say it. Don't say he was a clown.
Taking a course in clowning at his university.
Really?
His teacher encouraged him to audition for a theater company after that. And one of Cohen's early screen roles was flirtatious driver as in a 1999 Volkswagen Passat television commercial. Just blending together so perfect.
Just show of hands. Who likes clowns?
Not even remotely.
No, we have, just so everyone listening knows, no. Zero hands.
Zero hands up.
Zero hands.
And I like the spirit. I like the intent of clowns.
But no, not even the intent.
No. What? To make, to lighten the mood and make everybody happy?
Nobody's feet are that big. Nobody has a red nose.
Or just or just the sketchiness.
I've seen a clown or two in my time, save children's birthday parties, little kid birthday parties. I'll tell you, they really like clowns.
I think after that whole like scare of people, like there was actually clowns going around hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to round out on a positive note, we have our last little pop culture reference here. Lorelai and Rory arrive at the party and see all the people in the room. Lorelai says, coming up, walks towards the rink. Oh boy, I should have brought breadcrumbs. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a reference to a fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel. The children left a trail of breadcrumbs when their father brought them to the woods so they could find their way back. So she's trying to find her way back to Rory. The fairy tale has been reimagined to a movie many times with Hansel and Gretel, 1988, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, 2013, and Gretel and Hansel, 2020. And then Jeremy Renner stars as Hansel in the 2020 version.
Hmm.
I love Jeremy Renner.
He's a singer. He likes to sing.
A singer.
He's singing songs.
And he's from somewhere kind of, not exactly near my hometown, very passionately, but like not too far.
Oh, he's from your area?
I think he's from like Modesto, Stockton type of area. Let me look while you guys keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not close, but it's not far.
He's a singer.
Good job today, Ray.
Nice.
So what's Modesto? Jeremy Renner's from Modesto.
I feel pushed out. We didn't get to interrupt. We didn't interject. We didn't do it. We were very good.
We did better.
You think so? We did a little bit.
My decongestant didn't work, so I'm very sleepy.
All right, everybody. So that's going to wrap up pop culture for this episode. And this episode is... What's the episode?
Episode Help 20, Wanted. Help Wanted.
Help Wanted, season 2. Episode 20, we are almost done. Season 2.
I know.
Oh, my God. Wow, it's flying by. It's flying by. And I think we were good... We were good podcasters and we didn't interrupt Riley at the rate that we normally do because we got a very constructive, very appreciated email from a concerned audience member. And I will say this to you, sir or madam. We will continue to not interrupt Riley Pelusis when she is in her element, which she was born to do this. And any inconvenience that we have caused anyone with our interruptions, our aggressive, horrible personality interruptions, we apologize deeply, and we will continue to work on giving Riley clear airspace to fly her wonderful jet. That's it. Bye. Best fans on the planet, keep your
bye-bye
cards and letter coming. We will see you next time. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.